In a lot of episodes, I've talked about using video all the way through your sales process. But in this episode, let's hone in on video prospecting and ice breaking using the power of video.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What is up? Prospecting with video is where I want to spend some time today. You know, there's a art really to ice breaking and doing it in a traditional way. But in this remote world, the faster you get better at ice breaking and prospecting using video, the more leads you'll generate into your funnel and you can nurture and then close. But you see, it isn't as difficult as a lot of people think. You know, there's a lot of companies that are doing this the old-fashioned way, but I want to walk you through a Vidyard article in their blog, which, by the way, if you haven't read the Vidyard blog, you're missing out because they cover a lot of really good information. But let's talk about video prospecting and what their definition is. So what exactly it says is video prospecting. It's outreaching that incorporates video. Dong, dong, dong. Like you could have figured that part out, right? But it's done via email and social media and even text messaging. I'm a big fan of using social media for ice breaking and then dropping a video inside of somebody's LinkedIn messaging. And you could just shoot them a video. But here's the deal. When you're ice breaking and prospecting with video, you can't just jump in. You've got to add value into this person's world. And where I like to start is by commenting on their article or their blog and then starting off the relationship to the point where I'm already adding value into their universe. And I think that's a really smart tactical way of doing it because you don't want to just come out all cold. Like if you look at what your inbox is like on LinkedIn or even your email, mine's a digital crime scene. It's like, I can't get anything in there. It's just overwhelming the amount of stuff. I just got a video that was sent to me by somebody that wants me to review their video from a live webinar that I did for an audience, and I gave them a 24-hour challenge. I've only got 24 hours, send it in 24 hours, and a week later I get it, right? And I try to just operate probably like you do in goodness and with love, and so naturally my inbox is loaded with stuff like that. And on LinkedIn, my LinkedIn messages are loaded with people that are like, you know, trying to spam me and so on. But there's a power to using video for icebreaking in email and in social media that you need to know about, even text messaging. Video prospecting uses video messages as a fundamental component of outreach to capture a prospect customer's attention and to connect with them. Like I told you earlier that in an earlier episode that using video is the best way to command attention and then transfer the knowledge to them, right? Now, this whole concept is really interesting. This article points out, why should I bother with prospecting with video? Let's start right there, my friend. A whopping 40% of sales reps say that prospecting is the most challenging part of the sales process. 40%. In fact, I know from working with businesses and working with sales teams, and if you've been following this podcast, you know that I'm right now in the process of training some of the biggest sales teams in the world and companies that are very tactical. Even startups that are super tactical have 6 people on their team, but are growing like friggin' bosses. I've got one company right now that just told me after we did 6 Mondays of training in a row, their company is now up 30%. But a lot of people, 40% of sales reps, say that prospecting is the most challenging part of the sales process. And that's typically because, well, maybe they're a little uncomfortable. But I always found that the person at the party that reaches out and introduces themselves, that ice breaks at the party, is the one that makes the most friends. The person inside of a company that reaches out to people is the one that develops the most relationships that turn into leads. And I was in, where was I when I saw this dude? I was in Copenhagen and I was 23 years old and went out to a bar with an American guy who literally the dude was on nonstop icebreaking mode all night. He just reached out and he was like, hey, how are you? My name's, and before I knew it, the dude was like a magnet and the whole bar knew who we were. And I watched a master do it, but the person who develops relationships is the one that has more leads in their funnel. So if you want, think about this. The Vidyard ad writes, and this is a Sales Loft quote, it improves your open rates, that's using video for prospecting. Sales teams that use video get 16% bump in open rates. More replies, well, sales teams that use video see a 26% increase in replies. That's out of Sales Loft also. Emails that contain video have a 4x, four times the click-through rate of emails without video on the inside. And if you want to close deals involve using webcams 41% more often than lost deals. Now, what about gaining a competitive advantage? Only 43.8% of sales teams use video in their prospecting strategy. Think about this. Pump the friggin' brakes. If less than half of the companies are using video in their prospecting, and you already know from my experience, I've got a $5 billion client that I did training for. They just scheduled me to do another one. I've done a series of training for it. At the end of the first year, they had their fastest revenue in 14 years. The CEO said, quote, I've never seen a turnaround in this period of time and to this magnitude, you've left me in awe, right? Vidyard says video makes sending outreach emails faster and more effective. But this part I really love. Sales reps spend 21% of their day writing emails. Do you know what that's like? That's this. 41% of the day, just typing away, doing their thing. And that's a lot of time suck. But a video could be a whole lot faster. Like you could just get in there and just say it, introduce yourself. And the more you do it, the better it comes, the easier it is. Even sales reps know how much timing matters. In fact, quote, reps who reach leads within an hour are seven times more likely to have a meaningful conversation with decision makers. Video makes that easier because you can go at warp speed. You see, you've got to try to be the first in the follow-up. You've got to demonstrate your willingness to be a person of value. And so when should I use video outreach? This article breaks it down. I'll put it on the show notes page for you. To answer the question, when should I use video for prospecting? It's really whenever you need a boost. I look at it like whenever, there's a rock star rule for this. Whenever you need to pump up the jam, pump it up, use a video, right? And for me, it doesn't matter if it's search or social or email or traffic or sales. If you need to ice break, pump up the jam, use a video, but be relevant, add value to them. And then figure out how you can do it because the more you test, the better it'll be for you. And you could determine, you know, what the right approach is for you because face-to-face interaction is denied and will be for the foreseeable future. So I've got one client that's using Instagram as their primary tool and they are crushing it using video for icebreaking on that platform inside of a message to people. It's so superhuman. It's like you're flattered when somebody sends you a video. By the way, I'm going to give all of you a challenge this week. Send me a video on LinkedIn. Just drop me. And if really, by the way, if Instagram is your channel, drop me a video on Instagram. And you know what I'll do? I'll reply back in kind because video is the language of love in my world. And if you want to make a connection with me, don't just say like, hey, Todd, watch the podcast and blah, blah, blah. Add value. Practice adding value. Use me as your guinea pig. And I will reply back in kind, because you know what it is? It's like a magnet. I'm just going to do the same. I'm going to reply back, and I'm going to make a human to human connection with you. Video prospecting generally works well for sending cold outreach, reconnecting with a prospect. Oh my God, do I reconnect with prospects like a boss? My wife and I, yesterday, we went down to Scottsdale Quarter. We went and had brunch at True Food Kitchen. And by the way, when I say brunch, we didn't do a drunk brunch. I mean, God love it. One of my favorite sport are mimosas on Sunday. But we didn't do that. We just went there to get some food. But as we walked through the parking garage, I saw a license plate that said it was on a University of Arizona, my alma mater. And it was a plate that said ASU on the U of A plate. So you know what I did with that? I took a photo of it and I sent it to every one of my ASU prospects. Why? Because I'm reconnecting with them. I'm sharing the love. I'm having a laugh with them. And I'm sending it to their cell phone. Because when they see it, they're first, I'm top of mind. Second, they're like, that dude's fun. He gets me. The next thing, after sending cold outreach or reconnecting with prospects, you should be using video to leverage recent news to connect with an account. So what is that like? Well, anytime there's news in your client's industry or in your industry that could benefit them, what I'd like you to do is follow up with a video and tell them why it's important and send it over to them. And they'll say, like mine do, man, that Todd dude's on the ball. You want to be on the ball. They want to see you as being interested and involved. You also should be thinking about prospecting one too many. So using it as an opportunity to get more people in your net with one asset. So I like both personalized use of video, where if you're trying to reach out to somebody, you're like, hey, Sid, it was great talking with you yesterday. Here's a news story that I saw for your company, and I wanted to bring it to your attention. My favorite quote in this is dot, dot, dot. Have you guys considered doing bling, 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 adding massive value, right? And when Sid sees that, that's a personalized video. It has Sid's name in there, and she gets it, and she's like, uh-huh. That's awesome. Dude's on the ball. So let's say you're prospecting from one to many. Like, I've got a lot of clients in the genetic space, and I can create a video and use that for outreach, but I could be specific one to many from me to that niche. And before I know it, boom, I could be talking about something going on in genetics, and they'll go, yeah, dude gets our industry. He speaks our language. He's one of us. And you could also highlight a piece of marketing content. An example of this is like inside of the Wirebuzz blog. If you haven't seen it yet, it lives at wirebuzz.com/blog. Dong, 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 right? And you could create a piece of content that was used for icebreaking. You talk about it and you tell people where they can go get it. You know, and all of that is a great way to start icebreaking, but how do I make a prospecting video for B2B? Look, I actually believe there's a collapse in the different ways. It used to be that you marketed one way for B2B and another way for B2C, but yo, I think that world is different. Now, the world is different. These things have come down into one path. So the same tactics apply today. So I want you to be thinking about choosing timing. Like it says here in this article, before you can get into marketing your actual video, you need to think about where it fits in your prospecting cadence. Will this be your first outreach? Is it a follow-up nudge? Are you waking people up from the dead? And once you understand that, it gives you a good idea. So let's talk about using this video for prospecting. And first thing I'd want you to do is research that prospect, because you can't ice break with them and use video and not add value, right? You've got to add value because you've got to get people to watch it and to learn about you. So you got to think about, as this article says, who are they? What's their title? What level of the organization are they in? What are their responsibilities, their challenges, and their pain points? And you need to bake those into your video. Because if you can understand who they are in the organization, then you can understand and identify what the pain and the challenges are. Now you can create a video where it's super relevant to them. The more relevant, the higher their engagement's going to be. And then what I'd like you to do is decide what types of videos. This article breaks down four types of videos. I'm going to go through them for you, and I'm going to ad-lib my way through it. The first one is webcam. So it's a great way to introduce yourself to be front and center, but yo, it's a bit boring, right? So with the webcam, though, you're going right out of your camera. I want you to select a great background, introduce yourself, talk about the relationship development as you're front and center, but make sure you're making eye contact with that camera. Another type of video they call sharing your screen, and I call it show and tell. Because you want to tell somebody about something while also showing it, and you can do this with Vidyard. You can also do it with the Wistia video player, and next to you, you could be your slides. A lot of businesses sell with slides. But instead of selling, I want you to add value. And the reason I've pumped around this a few times and circulated around it is I want you to realize that if you're thinking like a television commercial, you already lost. Think when you're prospecting about adding massive value, helpful's the new viral, get out in front of them and understand their pain and their frustrations and then roll them into your video. Now, the marketing should be personalized, and it allows you to make that video important for them for each individual prospect. Ding, ding, in your head, you might be saying, whoa, I don't know if this is scalable. Like, how am I going to do that? You can't possibly think that I'm going to do this for every prospect that I'm interacting with. Why not just start thinking about your best 10 that you want to ice break with and start focusing on those? Because what you're going to discover is it's going to take a whole lot less. You're not going to be hitting the same number of people. And by hitting, I don't mean physically. I mean hitting them up, right? And then with a tool like Vidyard, one of the great things is you could create a playlist, which is excellent for adding a personal intro into a series of pre-recorded videos. And by doing that personal intro, if you understand your prospect's needs, their pain, their frustrations, you understand what their job title is and a little bit about their industry, you could talk to them and do the intro. Hey, Jenny, it's Todd Hartley from Wirebuzz. I know that you're in budget planning right now for 2021, and your company's going to be rolling out a new product. And as you get to that point, I want you to think about using video in a very hyper-relevant way. If you see what I'm doing? And then you go, so I created a playlist of videos, and here they are for you to transfer the most information in the least amount of time so you could see how to set it up in a way that's cost-effective for your business. And then she watches those videos. And instead of her feeling icky while she's watching it, like I'm selling to her, all I'm doing is adding value. See, if you add massive value, they won't go anywhere else. They'll come right to you, okay? And you should be able to do that. Now, when you write your scripts, you could use these. I'm going to give you a scripting template right out of the Vidyard article, and it's got 5 points. Just write these 5 points down, and you could go from like chapter to chapter to chapter. Make sure you do this, then go to the next one, and so on, all the way down through the 5 points. The first one is introduction. Greet them and introduce yourself. Did you hear how I did it earlier? Hey, Jenny, that was my greeting. It's Todd Hartley from Wirebuzz. Add value is your second point. So the first one's introduction. The second one is value. The third one is purpose. The fourth one is next steps and call to action. And the fifth one is a thank you, right? Because you got to thank people. So let me show you how this works. Hey, Jenny, it's Todd Hartley. I'm excited to talk with you. I'm the CEO of Wirebuzz. I just did the introduction. Now I want to add value, right? Mention the relevance of your outreach, it says. So that's where I go. Something like, I know you're right now going in through budget season and purpose. Explain why you're reaching out to them. And I want to show you the easiest way to move somebody through a buyer's journey and to do it in the least amount of time and make it super cost effective so you can convince and convert and grow and scale your company. Next steps and CTA. If you want more information, just reach out to me to schedule a meeting. I've left a link right here to my Calendly. And then thank you, show gratitude. And I'm so grateful that you spent a few moments to look at this information. And if I can be of help, let's find a time to sit down and talk. I'm interested. You got to show interest in knowing more about your goals so I can nerd out and help you strategically get there faster, right? That's the basic premise of this whole thing. You want to record your video. You want to deal with the imperfections and improve it. The more times you polish and perfect, the more times you do it, like the big guy Tony Robbins says, repetition is the mother of skill. The more times you do it, the better it'll be, and people will just start flowing through your process. But as you're recording those videos, I want you to think about using the best available lighting. Often I tell people to sit near a window because natural lighting is so nice. Like, God knew what he was doing when he created that natural lighting. So move yourself up towards the window and don't let it be in direct sunlight. Go to a window that's not in direct sunlight, and that sunlight will come through and it'll warm up your face and it'll be beautiful. You want to use the clearest sound possible. I'm using on my mic. This is my travel mic. It is a Shure MV88. It plugs right into my iPhone and allows me to record into this condenser mic, and it sounds very good. And then you want to choose your recording location carefully. I want you to not have clutter in your background. Eliminate distraction. If you're from California, I love you, but don't put the bong in the background. Make sure something else is there, like something presentable, like a plant or distance. We love distance. And when you do all of those things, you can start ice breaking using video for video prospecting, to outreach, to cold prospects, and do it in a bold way. And if your business is looking for how you go next level, how you create videos at each of the different five stages, the zones of influence for video, for a business, which I've talked about in other episodes. But if you want to know how to get your business ready in this new remote world to start closing deals faster, I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you. And it's on a landing page on my website where you could go through that and learn some of my best strategies. And after you go through those videos where you learn how to prospect and upsell and close deals and ice break, if you want to meet with my team to see if we can help you do this faster and do it on a pro level, well, just fill out the form on that page, wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And we can jump on a 15-minute call, learn about your business, and talk about ways that we can help you level up, train your team, and get your salespeople closing deals at faster rates. Hey, it's been fun talking with you. I would tease what's coming up in the next episode, but I'm working on something kind of cool for you. More information coming soon on how you can use the power of video to close deals at faster and faster rates. Peace.